I called home to assure my mother all was well. I told her about the hotel and that I'd met David for dinner. She asked about him more, and I gave her some vague answers about classes we took and his job at the bank. I described him as Finn and found some pleasure in picturing Finn in a dark navy suit with red power tie going to work at a local bank every morning. It was laughable. As I hung up, I was glad the lie I told back in Newport was now true. I had started to remember. With the call behind me, I contemplated what someone wears to a Colombian welcome back to life dinner. I selected a charcoal gray skirt and a red sweater, tartan print heels, and a black pearl set my mother had given me. Before dressing, I reclined in a hot bath. After embracing all that had been shared over the past couple days, I felt more like me than I had in years. It was strange to think that I had thought of myself as content, working as hard as I did at the hotel. My life had been so different before the accident, and then it had all disappeared. I had replaced it with years of the same day, living it over and over. Eat, work, the pearl, and sleep. No wonder something inside me kept trying to tell me there was more. I also pondered the missing $250,000. There had to be something I could do to help myself remember. Whether anything more was going to come back to me or not, I couldn't deny my life had become infinitely more exciting. Maybe I could have Newport and this, I thought. Common was fine, as a cover. I couldn't actually see myself engaged in a crime, but the idea of it was fascinating. As I dipped below the water's surface, I vowed that if Ari thought he was coming home to tell me some stories and put me on a plane before I was ready, he was dead wrong.